We are joined now by Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton, who checks in now that polls have closed. Good evening, Gordy.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good to hear you again. I appreciate you checking in. Polls have closed. Are a lot of stations, though, still having folks voting yet?
We have a handful of locations that are still processing voters. Everybody who's in line at 7 o'clock gets to vote. We have, I believe, two locations on campus, the University YMCA and the Illini Union still have folks who are voting. And then Church of the Living God on the north side of Champaign is still having folks vote.
Well, Gordy, this is Tim Dittman. Let's talk about the union. In hindsight, is there anything you would have done differently there?
Well, I think I might have elevated the space needs request a little earlier. I think once the line formed yesterday, it got on the chancellor's radar, and he's got a unique ability on campus to make things happen. And so when they offered us the space yesterday afternoon, we jumped on it and doubled our judges, doubled our stations, doubled our capacity to process voters there. So the last time I checked, the line there was about 30 minutes, but it was as long as it was yesterday. But we were processing it significantly more quickly because we had more stations.
And after tonight, there will be a new person running elections in Champaign County, either Aaron Ammons or Matt Grandoni. Whoever it is, how can that person learn from this situation?
Well, I think one of the big things to take away is that the universal voting locations that we operate here, again, those are unique in Champaign County. Nobody else in the state of Illinois does that. They are creating an extraordinary amount of demand for those specific locations. And the neighboring locations aren't generating the same amount of demand. So we are going to have to re-examine how many resources we can cram into those vote center locations on election day, because and potentially shift resources away from other traditional election day polling places, which can serve significantly fewer voters.
Gordy, good evening. It's Michael. As we just kind of take a look back at the early voting, just, you know, countywide and 32,000 and some early votes, you don't know yet in terms of how that's going to impact the actual overall turnout of more people. It's nearly triple the number from the last midterm election 4 years ago, which is great. More and more people doing early voting. Is that something that is difficult to prepare for when it comes to early voting, just countywide, not just the union, because of the simple fact that you just don't know how many people actually are going to go out and early vote?
Well, we encourage people to early vote, yes, as much as we can, because it actually makes life easier for us on election day. What's difficult to prepare for is the folks who sort of wait until the last minute. So we had 12 days of early voting in the Illini Union, and we never had a line of longer than 10 minutes until yesterday. So we were well prepared for early voting at the union. In fact, we had 780 people vote in the Illini Union on Friday and had essentially no lines. But we hit 1,000 voters yesterday, and that's enough to just reach that tipping point and create the lines, and it makes it harder for us to bust it down. So we encourage the early voting. We think it makes life easier for us on election day, especially the folks who need to register and vote. The folks who wait until the last minute to register and vote, either on the last day of early voting or late on election day, that's a slower process, and we've talked about this in the past, that they run the risk of putting themselves in a line and then also creating a line for the voters who are behind them. And I think we saw that all over the state of Illinois.
Gordy, at least one major media outlet is reporting the governor's race. Now two major outlets are reporting the governor's race has gone to J.B. Pritzker. Does that surprise you, not the outcome, Gordy, but the speed with which a media outlet is prepared to call this when I'm presuming there's not many precincts that have posted results yet?
I can't speak to how quickly you guys call things. I'm not even sure on the basis on which some of the media outlets call things. So I don't know if I'm surprised by that or not.
I see. Fair enough. I just wondered if you had a perspective from one who processes all the results. What is the rest of this?
I'll remind you and our listeners that there is nothing tonight that's final. Everything that's released tonight are unofficial results. Everything is subject to audit and double check and triple check. And then, of course, we have to wait up to 2 weeks for late arriving vote by mail ballots to come into our office so that we can count those. And 4 years ago, we had a statewide race that was extraordinarily close on election night. And the margin got significantly bigger because of those late arriving vote by mail ballots. So I would urge everyone, if there are close races tonight, to be cautious about, you know, celebrating too much or being too ecstatic or too disappointed.
Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton is here with us on our News Talk 1400 DWS election night coverage.
Gordy, on the Champaign County level, a lot of new territory. You yourself are a candidate for county executive, a brand new office. There will be a new Champaign County clerk. There will be a new sheriff. And then there has been a lot of turnover in recent months and years on the Champaign County board. As someone who has been involved with all that and someone who could potentially be leading the county very soon, what do you make of all that, and how do you try to navigate it?
Well, I think you've got to rely on the institutional knowledge that you can. And I've got 8 years in county government. We've got a real good relationship with members of the county board who are coming back from both parties. I'm excited to work with those folks. And, you know, we have an incredible team here in the county clerk's office. I want to take a minute and talk about how proud I am of the work they've done today. And, you know, this is my last election, but I look forward to building that same kind of team in the county executive's office should I get a good result at the end of the night.
Gordy, what you mentioned your team there. Just in the 8 years you've been there, just what did you learn about yourself in that office? And just you're a big, longtime political guy, but it's a totally different animal when you get inside the clerk's office and you're running elections. And, you know, you and I have talked multiple times about the election process, and just what did you learn about the election process and just the election day in general from being on the inside, you know, administering everything?
It is an incredible amount of work to put on an election. It takes, you know, 500 or 600 election judges. It takes 15 of the most dedicated deputy county clerks in the state of Illinois. I think we run the best elections in the state of Illinois here. Extraordinarily proud of that. And I think the lesson that I've learned from being here 8 years is, you know, surround yourself with good people and push real hard, and you will be surprised by the amazing things that you can get done.
Gordy, I can tell that it's emotional for you to be participating in your last election in this way.
It is.
What will you miss the most?
I'm going to miss my team. And like I said, I look forward to trying to put together a team that is of a similar quality should I get a good result tonight. But I'm going to miss the folks in the county clerk's office. I'm hoping I'm not going to go very far down the hall. But working with this gang of people for the last 8 years has been the most rewarding experience of my professional life.
All right, Gordy, well, I'm going to lighten the mood a little bit and kind of give an oddball question here. Both locally and across Illinois, we have seen different organizations, whether it be restaurants or just well-wishers, reward voters in some way. For example, if you come into our restaurant and show your I voted sticker, you get a free slice of pizza. Or today, there were a lot of folks delivering snacks to people waiting in line at the union. Sort that out for me. What is just good-natured helping others out, and what kind of toes the line of being against the law?
So a lot of folks will trade you compensation for your I voted sticker, because trading compensation for a vote is explicitly against the law. So that sort of skirts the line. Distributing food at polling places, I know there are locations around the state that don't allow that. We've never disallowed that here in Champaign County. I got a lot of questions about it today. As long as folks are not electioneering while they're distributing food or water or whatever to a voter who happens to be in a line, it doesn't bother me. We have polling places where the election judges traditionally do a potluck, and, you know, when the voters come in, they can grab a bite to eat if they want. It's pretty hard to regulate that sort of stuff.
I even saw a friend post on Facebook that a polling place out in Colorado had cats that you could play with while you were casting your votes. So you see a little bit of everything.
Gordy, anything else that would be pertinent in your mind for listeners to know tonight?
No, we should have some results from early and vote by mail ballot soon for everybody to chew on for a while. And, you know, hope everything goes smoothly tonight.
Gordy, we certainly appreciate your time, and you certainly have been a good partner in helping us cover elections, so we appreciate that.
As have you guys, so thank you.
Thanks, Gordy. We appreciate it.
Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton, who is administering his final election.